Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
It is Friday night in Lansing. I'm Michael Cohen with producer James Platy. Thank you for joining us on today's show. Marijuana may become legal in Detroit as soon as this year if a ballot proposal blocked by the city in 2010 gets on the ballot this time around and passes. This after an appeals court today saying the city went too far. I'll talk to the man spearheading the effort. And President Obama announcing a compromise allowing religious employers to avoid providing contraceptive coverage for their female employees. I'll be joined by the president of Catholics for Choice to talk about what exactly that will mean and why the compromise was made. But first, Governor Snyder's budget proposal this year drawing a far different reaction than what we saw last year, with increased funding for schools, some money put away for the rainy day fund, and some essential funding for roads. So can we expect Democrats to sign on to his vision? To tell me, I'm joined by State Senator Glenn Anderson of Westland. He is the Democratic Vice Chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee. Senator, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you very much for inviting me.
So you were there when the governor presented his budget proposal. Are you generally pleased with what he has in mind this year?
Well, I think it's a very minor step in the right direction, but it really it's not much different. And I spoke and directed it to the governor that I believe that it was, after all the damage it was done by last year's slash-and-burn budget that was proposed and rammed through the legislature and signed by the governor, that it really amounts to no more than trying to use an eyedropper to fill a 50-gallon barrel. By the damage, trying to repair any damage, this really won't do any good for our schools, for our local governments, and it does absolutely nothing to address the poor and the damage that it did to the working poor as well as the poor and our retirees by pushing through the largest tax shift in the history of the state.
Did he respond to you then?
He said he appreciated my comments. That was about the extent of it. But you stop and look at the damage that was done by last year's budget, and as I said, and I'm not exaggerating, that it was a slash-and-burn budget that was neither fair nor was it shared sacrifice as it was pitched. You know, it really came down to the share was the people that are retirees taxing their pensions, and then taking that and sharing that with others. There was no, sharing that with businesses and corporations that saw either the elimination of their tax burden or a huge windfall and a reduction in their tax burden.
But Republicans would say that it's time to look ahead, look forward. We now have a surplus rather than a major deficit, and we should now take advantage of this position to secure our future.
Well, at what cost to everyone else? And are we talking about the future of strictly the future of businesses in Michigan, or do we all share in the prosperity that we're trying to build for our state? And just shifting the burden onto one particular class of people and eliminating the part of the safety net in this state, I think, is the wrong way to approach it.
But can we really go back at this point? What do you think Democrats would do if they were faced with a surplus and a budget that's quite stable at this point?
Well, I think there's a number of things that we could do. Last year's budget was a massive cut to education. Our universities now have dealt with that by primarily increasing tuition, which makes university education or higher education less affordable to our students across the state of Michigan. And it has caused a lot of students that would have continued their education not to be able to do that. We talk about building for our future. How can we do that when we make a higher education less affordable for our students?
Well, he does have this, the 3%. 3% or more that the universities will be getting if they hold their tuition down to 4%. And the other factors, there are so many other places where money needs to go, including our roads. I know there's a public safety portion to his budget. Would you direct all of the money only to education?
Oh, absolutely not. But I do believe that, you know, one of the things that he did also in last year's budget was like I said, it wound up taking money from some of the neediest people, and even the ones that are the working poor, with the earned income tax credit, reducing that, so it makes it even more difficult for someone to even just keep the basic roof over their head and feed and clothe their children. The working poor that are on the lower end of the earning scale. Mm-hmm. So I believe there are many other areas that we could go to invest in our state and in our people. But those that have been that are going to be bearing that burden of that additional tax burden, I think they were given absolutely no consideration whatsoever, not as much as a thanks
for what they've done. I'm talking to State Senator Glenn Anderson. He's the Democratic Vice Chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee. I wonder, would you support any kind of a revenue increase, maybe even potentially taxing or raising taxes of any kind on anybody?
Well, you know, back up just a little bit, I did want to say that I do appreciate that the governor is talking about focusing also on transportation in the state. I know you mentioned it. That is something that we have to do. But I do believe he's going to have a very tough time getting members on his side, many of them that took a no-tax pledge, and which I think is the height of foolishness to sign a tax pledge that says you'll never increase taxes. But I believe there are other areas that we can look at to find additional revenue, even for our roads. But we also have lots of loopholes that need to be closed. Mm-hmm. We have a number of tax credits that I believe the last count was about 72 or $7.2 billion in tax credits that are out there that there's really not been a concerted effort to audit to see that we've actually got what was promised for those tax credits, and those are primarily the ones that are job creation tax credits that were given, that we need to have a complete audit of all those tax credits to make sure they have produced jobs. If they haven't, then we need to go after the dollars that were placed in the hands of those businesses mm-hmm. that to make sure that we get that money back and use it for another worthwhile purpose.
Well, Budget Director John Nixon has said that the governor has eliminated quite a lot of tax credits. We saw the film industry take a major hit as well as some other areas. But in terms, he said it's very complicated to get in and find exactly you know what's been done with the credits. Some of them were, in a sense, already committed to. But going back to taxes, do you think this is the right time to raise taxes, maybe reverse some of what Governor Snyder did in giving businesses such a big tax break?
Well, I do think that we need to look at to see is it something we can afford and can our people afford to continue those tax credits? Because someone has to make up for the shortfall in order to continue the operation. So I do not support continuing to pass along to our taxpayers, the citizens, I'm talking about the working people of the state, in order to continue making life better for some of the wealthiest in the state. And so I think we need to find the balance, and right now the pendulum has swung too far one way, I believe, in the state by the elimination of corporate property or corporate income tax in many cases. It is swung too far one way, and I think we need to bring some balance back.
We're already seeing a bit of a forgetfulness, I guess, the reports of, you know, we're seeing increases in education funding. That's, I guess that's arguable. But ultimately, can you imagine that the voters could very well forget that the cuts that were made and begin to look at the surplus and the increasing funding that we're likely to see over the coming years and view the Republican agenda as ultimately a positive one?
Well, I think what we're seeing in this budget is to me a thinly veiled attempt to really to just try to soften what was a clear Republican attack on our schools and our local governments as well as the poor and our retirees, because it is an election year, and I think that people will see through that. They realize the damage that has been done. We have school districts all over the state that have had to eliminate transportation for many of the kids in their school district. They've had deep cuts that have caused that, as well as layoffs, large increases in class size, and also his budget continues the trend of tying the hands of the local decision makers by having strings attached to the school aid. It basically continues that mentality that has developed over the last year or two that says Lansing knows better than the local elected officials, well, the school boards, and the superintendents.
Indeed. Well, the governor would say that's incentivizing results, but I do certainly want to talk to you some more. Hopefully we can talk again soon. State Senator Glenn Anderson of Westland, he's the Democratic Vice Chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee. Again, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
Coming up next, the president of Catholics for Choice, Michael Cohen.